Well, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has strongly condemned Israel's settlement expansion. Ban also called for an end to what he has described as Israeli provocations at holy sites in Jerusalem al-Quds. He said he is deeply concerned by repeated Israeli provocations, which only inflame tensions with Palestinians, calling for those measures to stop. The UN chief also urged Israelis and Palestinians to resume peace talks immediately. He warned that without a long-term agreement, violence would resume. The UN chief made those remarks in a joint press conference with Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah in Ramallah. To discuss that further, and I'm joined by Mr. Khaled Amira, who is a Palestinian journalist, and he's joining us now on the line from Hebron al-Khalil. Mr. Amira, how do you assess Ban Ki-moon's statement? Certainly, it's not the first such statement which he has made, but he spoke about, you know, peace talks and this being an obstacle to that. How do you react to that?
Well, yeah, he's telling the truth. He's being honest. Israel is effectively decapitating the peace process. There is no room left for a real and viable Palestinian state in the West Bank. The proliferation of Jewish settlements will make the establishment of a real Palestinian state impossible. And as to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, yes, I think Israel is intentionally escalating the situation in Jerusalem. Israel has a strategy, has a goal, and that goal is to take over the Al-Aqsa Mosque as it succeeded in arrogating the Ibrahim Mosque in Al-Khalil, Hebron. So the situation is very dangerous because Al-Aqsa Mosque is a sensitive, very sensitive nerve amongst the Muslim population of the world. And further Israeli aggression and violations in Jerusalem would ignite the entire region.
Right, so Mr. Amira, the picture that you've painted, and certainly it is quite a depressing picture for Palestinians, be it for statehood or be it for the Al-Aqsa Mosque's sanctities being protected. What then do you think will happen going forward? What options exist then for Palestinians at this time?
Well, first of all, the Palestinians would have to get united, and there are auspicious signs that this is happening, although with a slow frequency, slow pace. But in the long run, I think the Palestinians would have to seriously mobilize the international community in order to take on the mission of isolating Israel. Unless the international community succeed in isolating Israel as very much as they did isolate apartheid South Africa more than two decades ago, I think Israel would continue to liquidate the Palestinian cause and would seek to actually carry out more ethnic cleansing against the Palestinians, in which case the establishment of an independent Palestinian state would be really something very far-fetched and impossibility.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that note. But, of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us as always. That was Mr. Khaled Amira, who is speaking to us live on the line from Hebron al-Khalil.